Welcome, friends and family, to City Changers, Illinois. Today, we're going to be talking about Ezekiel 36, verse 37. Prayer is the forerunner of mercy. Turn to sacred history, and you will find that scarcely ever did a great mercy come to this world, unheralded by supplication. You have found this true in your own personal experience. God has given you many an unsolicited favor, but still great prayer has always been the prelude of great mercy with you. When you first found peace through the blood of Jesus on the cross, you had been praying much. You had been praying earnestly interceding with God that He would remove your doubts and deliver you from your distresses. Your assurance was a result of what? Of prayer. And when at any time you have had high and joyous, rapturous joys, you have been obligated, even obliged, to look upon them as answers to your prayers. And when you have had great deliverances out of terrible troubles and mighty help in great dangers, you have been able to say, I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Prayer is always the preface to blessing. It goes before the blessing as the blessing's shadow. And when the sunlight of God's mercies rises upon our necessities, it casts the shadow of prayer far down upon the plain. To use another illustration, when God piles up a hill of mercies, He Himself shines behind them. And He casts on our spirits the shadow of prayer, so that we may rest certain. If we are much in prayer, our pleadings are the shadows of mercy. Prayer is thus connected with the blessings to show us the volume of it. If we had the blessings without asking for them, we should think them common things, but prayer makes our mercies more precious than diamonds. And the things that we ask for are precious, but we do not realize their preciousness until we have sought for them earnestly. Amen.